So when does it become too expensive to eat at McDonald's? Maybe now? It's the business news headlines for Friday, the 9th day of February. Thanks for being with us, everybody. In other news, we've got new inflation data to share with you. From our You Can't Make This Stuff Up department, a story about a missing radio tower in Alabama. $5 billion for R&D of computer chips. We'll share what that's all about. We've got the Wall Street Report, and long lines are a piggy bank for everything from Disney rides to hotels, as more companies have found ways to make money by offering priority service. Let's go.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Taro International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, grateful as always that you've decided to spend some time with us on this Friday afternoon and going into Saturday and what, Super Bowl weekend? All kinds of stuff happening. Hey, by the way, you want to reach us on social media? On X, it's at IOB_NewsHour. Over on Threads, Insight on Business. Our Facebook page, by the way, is Insight on Business, the News Hour. Well, the brass over at McDonald's have often said they can continue to raise prices without denting sales. But that was then. Consumers are now taking a bite out of the ability of McDonald's and others to raise menu prices. This past week, the burger chain reported weaker than expected sales at its U.S. stores. CEO Chris Kempinski addressed McDonald's affordability problem and indicated the chain would cut prices on some menu items. So all of a sudden, the folks running the Golden Arches have figured out it's much cheaper to cook at home rather than enjoy a family night out with McBurgers. And because of that, families making $45,000 a year and less, which is a huge consumer segment for McDonald's, have stopped dropping in. That's according to the company. CNN is reporting that the company said in a statement it recognized the issue and would take steps to lower prices. However, they did not offer any specifics. This new awareness is in stark contrast to what McDonald's said about price hikes just last year, when boasting that U.S. menu prices, which went up as much as 10% in 2023 alone, were not denting sales. Well, now consumers are taking to social media to dish out their complaints. On TikTok, it's a common refrain for McDonald's customers to say the company has gone way too far, charging more than $3 for a single hash brown in some locations. Perhaps it is time to bring back the dollar menu, featuring items priced at $1, $2, or $3, but just not the hash browns at $3, please. Wall Street closed mixed today, even after some positive inflation data made its way into the news. I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. Well, now, about that new data on inflation. Reuters is reporting that U.S. monthly consumer prices rose less than initially estimated in December. According to the Labor Department's Bureau of Labor Statistics, the Consumer Price Index rose 0.2% in December instead of 0.3%, as reported last month. But data for November was revised upward to show the CPI increased 0.2% rather than 0.1% as previously estimated. All of this, say the experts, is that the Fed can and will hold higher interest rates well into perhaps June. But we're not buying that, and we think rates will come down in April. But you've heard us say that before. From our Department of You Can't Make This Stuff Up comes this story out of Jasper, Alabama. It seems that somebody stole a radio station's 200-foot broadcast tower, which shut down WJLX Radio that serves a small town and county. Quote, "The slogan of our station is the sound of Walker County, and right now, with our station down, the community has lost its sound and lost its voice, end quote. That was from WJLX General Manager Brent Elmore, who told the Associated Press, quote, this hurts, and it hurts our community, end quote. The theft was discovered on February 2 when a maintenance crew arrived into the wooded area where the tower once stood and found it gone. They also found that every piece of broadcasting equipment stored in a nearby building had also been stolen. Elmore says he suspects that the tower's guy wire was cut first, which would have brought down the structure. Then he believes it was cut into smaller pieces and simply hauled away. The station has no insurance on the tower or the equipment, and he estimates that it will take $60,000 to $100,000 to rebuild. And they don't have that kind of cash, so a GoFundMe page has been started. At Newstime, it's raised over $1,500, and yes, we did donate, and you can find their page at WJLZ 1240 AM Tower and Equipment Replacement. If you're into radio, like we are, you'll make a donation. Thanks. Time once again to talk about chips. On Friday, the Biden administration announced the investment of $5 billion in a newly established public-private consortium aimed at supporting research and development in advanced computer chips. The AP is reporting that the National Semiconductor Technology Center is being funded through the CHIPS and Science Act. That was a 2022 law which aims to reinvigorate the computer chip sector within the United States through tens of billions of dollars in targeted government support. Stakeholders in the chips industry gathered on the White House campus to discuss how the center should prioritize research and worker training for an industry poised to expand because of government backing. The coronavirus pandemic exposed the risk to the economy and national security of an overdependence on Taiwan for advanced chips, while the emergence of artificial intelligence is likely to push demand for newer and more innovative chips upward. Wall Street ended the Friday trade mixed, as the Dow lost 54 points to close at 38,671, while the Nasdaq gained a whopping 196 points to finish the week at 15,990, and the S&P 500 closed above the 5,000 mark for the first time in history, gaining 28 points to end the session at 50.26. So what's up? Two factors. Improving corporate earnings and better-than-expected economic data has fueled investor optimism. West Texas Intermediate crude on Friday gained another 38 cents to $76.60 a barrel, and the yield on the 10-year Treasury inched up to 4.177%. And finally, there is this, and this is about paying for priority service. Businesses are cashing in big time by offering, for a fee, upgrades from Disney rides to restaurants to swanky hotels. Queues and long wait times used to be considered poor customer service. But the industry of advantages is booming, reports CNN, and more businesses are viewing lines as a possible moneymaker. Advances in mobile payments, reservation systems, and ticket scanning have allowed the economy of perks to expand beyond first-class airplane seats to less lofty benefits like priority boarding, Disney doctors, ski resorts, Tinder, and even the Transportation Security Administration are among those linking wait times to wallet size. The issue? Well, the patrons are coughing up extra fees. They aren't the only ones paying a price, say critics. It turns out to be price discrimination for those who can't afford the upgrades. Wow. And that is a wrap. And a reminder that we're on with the Business Week in Review this Sunday at noon Central and only on News Talk 1540, KXEL. And yes, we do stream. For all of us who put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, produced, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. Have yourself a great weekend, and remember, be safe, be well, be careful, and most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.